Have you ever felt like your emotions were running the show? Fear taking the wheel, grief weighing you down, or stress making it impossible to breathe? What if the gentlest things, drops of flower essence, a breath of essential oil, or the simple vibration of a tool could shift all of that in moments? Today we're exploring how flowers, oils, and energy medicine can bring balance, clarity, and healing into your daily life. Plus, it can help with OBE experiences and sharpening your intuition. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life, and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic, energy worker, soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest-running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl Guide to Goals, One Spicy Erotic Novel, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. This is September, and because it's September and we're talking about energy all month long, all the energy work that I have on my site, outofbodyecstasy.com, is 50% off. It has already taken off there at the site, so all you need to do is purchase it. If you have an issue, please email me at alliethies@yahoo.com. And please don't forget that I have my Friday night's love notes, where people can dedicate songs to the ones they love, maybe the ones they're missing. We talk about romance books, romance movies / TV, talk about desire and getting the engines rolling. Fun stuff like that from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on TikTok at The Passion Zone. And that's The Period Passion Period Zone. All right, let's go to the card of the week, shall we? I'm using Work Your Light Oracle Cards by Rebecca Campbell. And no matter when you listen to this episode, this card is for you for the upcoming week. So it doesn't matter if it's today you're listening to it, or next week, or 5 years from now. This card is for you for the next 7 days. All right? So let's see what we have for the week. It's been a difficult month so far. That's kind of the understatement of the day. But we got to get through it, don't we? All right. So for this week, the card is Minute Taken. MINTAKAN. And this is for longing for home, wanting to belong. The original light workers. So for those of you who have ever felt that stirring that you're one of the original light workers, and if you're listening to this episode in particular, you are. That's your sign, okay? But you're longing for home. You want to belong with your peeps. To do this, to long for your peeps and to drag, and not to drag, that would be the wrong word I'm looking for. To attract them, there we go, to attract them to you. All you need to do is close your eyes and think of them. You don't need to think about a certain person. You just need to allow your mind to wander to where you're from originally, your stardust. And they will come to you. It may not be immediately, but they will. Okay, so since you're listening to this episode, you have this card. I will start diving in, please. about being one of the original light workers. Okay. So, moving on, the mystical item of the week. This week's mystical item is the Bach Flower Rescue Remedy. It's a blend of five flower essences: rock rose for terror, impatience for stress. Can never say this one. I know clematis is wrong, but it's for grounding. The Star of Bethlehem is for shock, and cherry plum is for calming. Together, they create a gentle rescue for your emotions when life feels a bit overwhelming, like September has had thus far. So how do you use it? Well, you can put a few drops under your tongue during moments of stress. You can add several drops to your water bottle, and you can just, drink your water during the day. You can also place a drop on your wrist before meditation to invite calm presence. How I take it, I usually put four drops in a very small glass of water, kind of swish the water around so it rotates, and then I down it like a shot. That's how I take it anyways. But this Bach Flower Rescue Remedy has helped me many a times when I think I'm missed a, having a panic attack. It has helped my son get out of the depths of anxiety and depression. So I highly recommend you take a look at it. And if you look in the resources for this episode below, you'll see a link to explore more about this wonderful flower essence. Now, September, we're talking about energy work and self-healing. That's what this month is about. And the main topic today is flower essences, oils, and energy medicine tools for health, intuition, and OBE fun. Because where would this podcast be without some OBE fun, right? Right. So flower essences, they're not perfume, they're not tinctures, they're vibrational remedies. The essence of a flower is captured in water and preserved, holding the energetic blueprint of that bloom. I don't understand how that's done. I tried to learn a long time ago, and I just decided I don't care because it works. I trust flower essences 100%. You want to think of them as tuning forks for your emotions, okay, for your intuition, for your OBE fun. When something inside feels off key, right, maybe fear, doubt, grief, anxiety, an essence gently nudges you back into harmony. And we all have a gift to use our intuition. We all have a gift to have OBE fun. So when we're out of balance and cannot achieve using those tools of ours, the flower essences help to balance out. Okay. Dr. Edward Bach created the first system in the 1930s. His most famous blend is the Rescue Remedy, okay, which combines five essences that I mentioned earlier to help moments of panic, anxiety, or overwhelm. Now, some other flower essences that are good. We have Mimulus, Mimulus. This is for fear of doing known things, like you're afraid of a spider or going on a bridge over water or maybe public speaking. There's Larch, L-A-R-C-H, for self-confidence and belief in your abilities. There's the Star of Bethlehem for grief, trauma, or heartbreak. And we have Walnut for transitions, like breakups, moves, or big life changes. The beauty of essences is that they're safe and can be used daily or just when needed. They do not affect any type of medication that you're taking, okay? And they also do not mask feelings. They help you process and release them. Now, a few flower essences here for intuition and OBE exploration. We have Sorrento, C-E-R-A-T-O. This helps you trust your inner voice rather than constantly seeking outside opinions. Perfect for strengthening your psychic or intuitional confidence. The Star of Bethlehem. It helps to heal shock trauma and opens your energy body, helping for easing resistance when stepping into altered states. Then we have Wild Oak. Helps clarify soul direction and align your energy with purpose which supports intuitive clarity. Angelica connects you to higher realms and spiritual protection, often used for astral or dream work. And mugwort enhances dream recall and lucid dreaming, making it a strong ally for OBE exploration. Mugwort is also excellent for telepathic connection and for astral travel. All right. Now, essential oils are the concentrated life force of plants. When you open a bottle of lavender or peppermint and inhale deeply, your body responds instantly. That's because scent goes directly to your limbic system, L-I-M-B-I-C system, the part of your brain that's tied to memory, emotion, and instinct. This is why one whiff of a flower can trigger a memory, or why peppermint clears your head so quickly. So some examples for health are lavender, calms anxiety and helps you sleep. It also helps with hot flashes, ladies, if you're in menopause. Frankincense grounds and connects you spiritually, used in temples for centuries. Ylang-ylang, Y-L-A-N, softens anger, opens the heart, restores joy, and it is also an aphrodisiac. Peppermint clears brain fog, sharpens focus, and boosts energy. So for some essential oils for intuition and OBE fun, we have frankincense. It also opens spiritual channels, deepens meditation, and connects the crown chakra to higher realms. We have clary sage, enhances inner vision with clarity, often used for psychic opening and third eye activation. And to let you know, clary sage is also an aphrodisiac. Mugwort oil, traditional for dream work, astral travel, and visionary states. Sandalwood calms the mind and heightens spiritual awareness. Excellent for meditation and OBE prep. Patchouli grounds the energy body while still allowing expansion. It's a safe anchor when exploring altered states. And jasmine absolute. That means it's the expensive jasmine, okay? It's not the cheap jasmine, the expensive kind. This opens hearts, your heart and higher chakras, enhancing sensual intuitive flow during dream OBE experiences. And jasmine also helps you open your heart to attract a soul love. All right, now ways you can use any of the essential oils. You can put them in an essential oil diffuser. You can dilute them in something like, I don't know, almond oil, jojoba, coconut oil, if you like the scent, and apply them to pulse points. You can also use the essential oils directly to anoint candles. If you anoint a candle for a ritual or for a spell, make sure you start in the middle and go up 9 strokes. Start in the middle and go down 9 strokes. Don't go up and down. Okay? Just a little FYI. You can also use this to anoint stones and, of course, ritual tools. Oils carry vibrational signatures, and you can align them with chakras, intentions, and astrology. So some energy medicine tools in practice, okay? Energy medicine bridges the invisible and the physical. It gives you ways to move energy when it feels stuck. So some favorites, crystal wands and grids. I love both. They help to focus intention, amplify healing, and create sacred geometry fields. Pendulums, to read energy, uncover blocks, and give yes-no clarity. And sound tools, like tuning forks, singing bowls, and chimes that realign vibration, almost like tuning an instrument. Energy medicine doesn't have to be dramatic. It's not like TV in the movies, okay? Sometimes 1 minute with a pendulum or 3 taps of a tuning fork is enough to clear and reset. Now, your soul work for this week, pick one chakra that feels blocked. If you are unfamiliar with chakras, listen to last week's Mystical Minds episode where I talked about all the chakras, okay? Place your hand over one of those chakras for 3 minutes a day. Breathe deeply and imagine a glowing ball of light there. Now, the glowing ball of light is whatever color the chakra vibrates to. So say, for instance, you're going for your solar plexus. So you're looking for personal power, self-confidence, self-esteem. You put your hand over your sacral or your solar plexus, 2 inches above the belly button, and imagine a yellow ball of light hovering in front of your chakra, and then pushing it through, going out the back, hovering for a second, and then coming back through again. It's more important to feel the ball of energy going through you rather than see the ball of energy go through you with your third eye, okay? Keep a short journal of what shifts. Is it your mood, your body, your relationships? Are you attracting more money? What is this working for? I mean, how is it working for you? And you'll be surprised, I know you will, on how quickly energy responds when you give it attention. Okay? So here we are. That's a wrap on this episode of... I read the wrong soul work. That was the soul work for last week. So I'm like, wait a minute, I've got two soul works here. What does this mean? The soul work for this week, okay, is choose either a flower essence or an essential oil. That makes more sense. And work with it for 7 days. If it's an essence, take 4 drops in the morning, 4 drops in the evening, and journal any shifts that you feel. And if it's an oil, if you're going to put it on your body, diffuse it. Or if you're going to put in an energy diffuser or essential oil diffuser, you can go ahead and do that. You can anoint your body. You can use it for before bed. You can put it on your pulse points, whatever, however you want to do it. Notice your mood and your sleep and your energy shifts. Okay. Write this stuff down because you're going to think you're going to remember, but you're really not. And by the end of the week, you're going to see something has shifted definitely if you keep the practice up every single day with one or the other. All right. So that's a wrap here on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparked something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. And don't forget your soul work for the week that I just talked about. You'll find it under resources for episode, as well as I listed 3 different flower essence companies that I've used their essences, and I highly recommend them. It's a lot of people are experienced in finding essential oils, but not experienced in finding good flower essences. So that's why I listed those 3. And if you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. You can also book a private reading or soul session with me anytime at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or maybe a deeper connection to your soul path. And until next time, everybody, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.